SF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
Here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. From Cedar Ridge, we have the Cedar Ridge Quintessential Special Release Wine Club First Meeting. We have Duncan Taylor, the Octave Single Malt Scotch Whiskey 2008 Altmore. We have Duncan Taylor single cask Glenallachie 14-year Sherry Cask Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. Duncan Taylor's single cask Glentauchers 14-year Sherry Single Cask Malt Whiskey. And from Bemore, we have the Bemore 18-year and the Bemore Master's Selection 3rd Edition 22-year Aston Martin Special Release Single Malt Scotch Whiskey.
Say that three times fast.
It comes with a car. Yay.
Nice.
So, yeah.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing.
Except sexy time. We never discuss sexy time.
Not with you, we don't.
Your wife doesn't
discuss it with you.
All right, whatever. I try to bring it up in a neutral setting.
This is not neutral. Yeah. No, we're all guys. We don't want to hear it. So, always,
Bob, how are your toes at?
This is a one-hour show, which is already in the toilet at 1:28, so that's good. So this is Made Man Bob. Joining me today are Made Man Brent.
Thank you. There's no chance of redemption on today's show, that's for sure.
Nope. And good old boy Arm.
Thanks for having me, Bob. I will refrain from discussing the sexy time for the end of the show.
And good old boy Justin.
It's a pleasure to be here. We'll see how it is at the end of the hour.
Yeah, well, yeah. Odds aren't looking good.
Sure.
Odds are not good.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. From Cedar Ridge, we have the Cedar Ridge Quintessential Special Release Wine Club First Meeting. We have Duncan Taylor, the Octave Single Malt Scotch Whiskey 2008 Altmore. We have Duncan Taylor Single Cask Glenallachie 14-year Sherry Cask Single Malt Scotch Whiskey. Duncan Taylor Single Cask Glentauchers 14-year Sherry Single Cask Malt Whiskey. And from Bemore, we have the Bemore 18-year and the Bemore Master's Selection 3rd Edition 22-year Aston Martin Special Release Single Malt Scotch Whiskey.
Say that three times fast.
It comes with a car. Yay.
Nice.
So, yeah. It's a Matchbox one.
Now, but, when you buy the Aston Martin, do you get a bottle of this whiskey?
I didn't, but, you know, that's just me.
You got to ask.
You got to ask for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's have, we're going to be rating all these whiskeys on our normal sips ratings of 1 to 5. We're going to ask Justin to pick one from 1 to 5 and tell us what it is.
2 sips.
Uh-huh.
Nice, bud. What else do you have?
Well, isn't that
Sounds nice? Like he had a seizure. You all right, Beavis?
I did, but I'm going to power through it.
It's yeah, okay. Okay, Beavis.
My liver.
Yeah, settle
and,
down, baby.
And speaking of liver.
That's like me every weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? Liver, man up. You can take it.
I sold mine in college for beer money, but that was just me.
Yeah.
So let's have Harm tell us about our first whiskey.
Oh, it's me already? Good.
Yes, it's
thanks,
you.
Bob.
Yeah. Thanks,
Bob.
Thanks for joining the program.
I was in my own little world.
As usual.
Our first whiskey is from Cedar Ridge Winery. The Winery and Distillery, founded in 2005 by Jeff Quint in the heart of Iowa Corn Belt. As the first licensed distillery in Iowa since Prohibition, with his son Murphy as the head distiller and blender, they released their first batch of whiskey in 2010. And let me tell you, it was awful. But it's gotten better. Anyway, in 2016, they won the Best American Craft Whiskey at the New York World Spirits Competition. And I will agree with that. By 2016, they were much better. So Cedar Ridge, the quintessential special release, which is a wine club first meeting. It's 118.1 proof. It's 100% malted barley. I respect this at first. Because they're in corn country, they're making malted barley whiskey, and they're doing it. They're distilling. They're not buying somebody else's stuff and putting their name on it. They're doing all their own distilling. The quintessential special release series highlights a one-of-a-kind American single malt marriages created by master blender Murphy Quint. The Wine Club First Meeting special release explores the unique wine finished casks from around the world. This expression is handcrafted from two-row pale malted barley, first aged in Cedar Ridge ex-bourbon barrels, and then finished in first fill Amontillado Sherry, Tokai, and Muscatel casks blended with peated malt, and then finished in a Pinot Noir cask.
That's a lot of work.
Now, look, normally when you see this much work, it means like the first couple experiments didn't work. So we kept messing with it. And you know what? There are whiskeys who've done this and they never made a good product. These guys did not do that. They did something nice. The color is a rich copper. The nose is sweet. It's heavy with spice, candy, licorice, honey, golden raisin, dried stewed fruit, cherries, plums. There's a floral note coming out here. I freaking love this nose. I could smell this all day long. And I usually don't like anything from Iowa. I lived in Des Moines for a year. It was the most racist and hellish place I lived in my life. But whatever. I was a kid, and I still felt it.
Thank you, Des Moines listeners. Appreciate you, Des Moines listeners.
But just so you know, you're a jerk isn't racist. It's just you're a jerk. I'm just saying.
No. Whatever. Let me just tell you this. I've had Cedar Ridge whiskeys before, and they've been hit or miss. This is definitely a hit. The quality here is outstanding. They've done a single malt American whiskey finished with all these different casks, and those wine finishes marry perfectly. This is sweet and spicy and rich, and the finish is really long. Brent, what do you think?
Well, this is different. And I mean, the four cask, what they did in the 100% malted barley. On the nose, I got a lot of dark fruits, figs. On the palate, it's like a syrupy kind of.
It's too sweet for you, I understand.
It's not really, I don't know that it's too sweet, but you get the plums, the raisins. Yeah, I put the water helped bring out some of these, the other notes, the oak and the maple.
I didn't put any water in mine.
And stuff and the spices. I mean, I just don't like that. Like it's like a stickiness to your, on your palate, which is unusual for me. But I guess it's all those different cask finishes that did it for me.
I'm a guy who likes the wine finished single malt.
Yeah, but this was a wine finished over wine finished over wine finished over wine finished.
I think they hit the right balance. Bob, what about you? What do you think?
I'm just getting that he doesn't like sticky. That's what she said.
So, he likes sticky. He
just doesn't like it in the room with all of us around. So this is a different quintessential. I've had at least one, I think two previous releases of quintessential, and they've all been very good. This one I really like.
Just added water and I think got better.
Yeah,
this is great.
Yeah, it's better with water. It really is. It evens out even more. It's when you look at it, I'm with Harm. When you look at it and you see it goes from cast to cast to cast to cast, they screwed something up and tried fixing it. Maybe that first one didn't work or something, but they knew what they were doing with this one. This one came out fantastic. On the nose, there's malt and raisins.
It's sleek, just dark. It's too much for me, though. It's just, for me, it's too much.
The figs and the plums are all in there.
Brent, you're a simple man. You can't handle the complexity.
It's okay.
Get me a complex
it's
person.
It's dark and sweet and boom. I mean, this one's fantastic. I really like this one. What do you think, Justin?
I got stewed fruit, barley, wheat chex, cream of wheat, vanilla. After my buzz hit from the first show, Bavarian beer pretzel on the palate. It was a nice wood platter, red pepper, and then I got the Pinot on the finish.
A wood platter? You mean a charcuterie board?
No, like a wood platter set on fire.
You actually chewed on some wood?
Yeah.
You're a weird man.
Well, In between the glue, I would chew on wood.
He used to eat the paint chips off the wall when he was a kid, too. So,
yeah, man.
If your parents don't feed you, you get creative, man.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Lead poisoning is a bug, not a feature, my friend.
His mom used to hang a steak around his neck to get the dog to play with him. So, he had a rough childhood. We'll be back.
Thanks.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we just finished talking about the Cedar Ridge Quintessential Special Release. So, anybody else have anything else to add, or am I giving us a score?
Give it a score, baby.
Score it.
We're going to be giving this one a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
If you see any of the Quintessential out there, grab it. They're killing it. Great job.
If it's coming to Florida, I'm buying it. This is great.
All right, so let's have Justin tell us about our next whiskey.
Duncan Taylor and Company was founded in Glasgow in 1938 as a cask broker and trading company. In the 1960s, Abe Rosenberg, my mispucha, a New Yorker who made his fortune importing J&B scotch to America just after World War II, bought the Scottish-owned Duncan Taylor and Company and began storing casks that he purchased from premium distilleries. In 2002, whiskey merchant, Ewan Shand.
Ewan.
Yeah, Ewan. Shand.
That's a different spelling of Ewan.
He's Goyim. Returned Duncan Taylor and Company to Scottish hands when he acquired the company and its prized collection of single malts, single grains, and age-blended whiskies. In 2024, upon Ewan's retirement, Sean Smith became the new director of Duncan Taylor Scotch Whiskey and will continue his the mantle as a family-owned business.
The Goyim took over Abe Rosenberg's empire.
Yeah, it happens. World War II, too.
Yeah,
that too. Duncan Taylor, the Octave Single Malt Scotch Whiskey 2008 Altimore. 52.4% alcohol by volume, or 104.8 proof, 13 years in oak casks, and 9 months in octave. During his time as a cooper in the 1970s, Chairman Ewan Shand became familiar with the process of having new coopers create octave casks as a part of their training to learn how to make larger barrels. These octaves were just part of the learning process, but never used for whiskey maturation until Ewan decided to experiment with them. So the color of this is...
The script here says octave casks, but octave casks are only 14 gallons.
Thank you for your input.
It's a smaller cask. I'm just saying the producer, Bob, sorry, did I mean to say Bob? Messed that up. It's a smaller cask. It's a 14-gallon cask.
So the color's light on the nose. I got malt, lemon peel, and durian. On the palate, lemon.
Durian.
Yeah.
On the nose.
On the palate,
you're
I got
a strange man.
Lemon and wheat, and the finish was orange rind. What did you think, Brett?
Okay, on the nose, I got a little bit of ginger, cinnamon. I got some honey, some chocolate, some oak. On the palate, I got raisins, plums, toffee, some nutty oak.
Are we on the same whiskey?
Yeah. It just didn't blend well for me. I mean, I'm not a Scotch guy. People know that. And this one was not for me. I mean, I'm not.
You like good Scotch.
Yeah, this is, well, you know, and I'm not saying this isn't good Scotch, but it's not
Scotch
for me.
It's not well integrated. I think that's the problem. What you said, Roy, it did not blend well. You got great tasting notes. I mean, like for me, I was butterscotch, right? I got the baking spices. I got the spice, like the cinnamon, but I don't get durian. And you got plum and raisin, and they're barely there for me. But they're not integrated well.
Yeah, it
doesn't quite marry.
Right, they're not married, blended well together. They haven't, and even I added water, and it still didn't really help it for me. It's not my drink. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, Altmore is not a famous distillery. It's kind of a blending whiskey. Normally, I've had Altmores from private distillers or private bottlers like this that will pick exceptional casks. This one needs time. This needed at least 4 or 5 more years in barrel. I don't think this integrated well. Bob, what do you think? Are you agreeing with us? What's going on here?
Well, on the nose, I get brown sugar, malt, cinnamon, pepper, spice. On the palate, there's definitely raisins and baking spice in there, but it is definitely a little bit out of balance.
It's jangly.
Me. Yeah,
that's how I like to just jangly. It's not.
It hasn't come together yet.
You know what this is? This is a 14-year-old boy who had a growth spurt. He doesn't know how to walk. This is a jangly, unput together, ungainly little kid. It's not quite ready.
Yeah, this one definitely, I mean, it's not bad by any stretch of the imagination, but it's just not, it's not quite there. I think they needed to give this one a little bit more time. Now, whether it needed more time in the full-size cask or the octave cask, that I don't know, but, you know.
When you put things in an octave, it's a 50-liter barrel, 14 yep. gallons. You're trying to make the maturation happen quickly. Like I said, well, the growth spurt too young.
That you're also trying to get more extraction from the wood. Yeah, and all just, that
it didn't
so,
work.
Yeah,
it's an experiment.
Yeah, I don't know. More time in one or both of the casks, I think, would have benefited.
Let it mature.
You know,
bigger barrel, longer time.
Yeah, but we're going to give the Duncan Taylor Octave Single Malt Scotch Whiskey 2008 Altmore 3 sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our next whiskey. We're going to have. Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. So this one is the Duncan Taylor single cask Glenalchie 14.
Glenalchie.
Yeah, that one too. 14-year sherry cask single malt Scotch whiskey, 54.2% ABV or 108.4 proof. The color on this one is that straw color. On the nose, very, very promising nose on this. I actually really like this nose. There's flowers, you got vanilla, honey. You got honey. You got it. Just got a little morning baking in there. The nose is really nice. And then I come to my palate, and everything is broke loose. I get the, It seems like these are all going to blend together, but it just seemed like this happened on the last one too. I got some nice, you know, some nuttiness to it. That honey, that vanilla. It's got some baking spices. Again, like a little bit of a, like it's almost like a stale biscuit. And nothing just came together for me. I didn't like the mouthfeel of it.
I didn't mature.
Yeah, none of it came together for me. And it sounds like, all those things sound like, wow, that sounds like it's going to taste delicious. But you had all those notes, but they just didn't blend for me.
Yep. It's high school cliques again. This is like the geeks, the jocks, and the preppy kids and the cheerleaders. And they're not getting together and having fun at the dance. They're in their little separate cliques. This is, individually, they make sense, but together, they're not integrating. This I got a butyric acid note, was if you know the note of butyric acid. It's kind of the note of vomit. It's a little bit too buttery. It doesn't integrate well. I wanted this to be good.
Well, the nose actually promised it to be.
No. If you're far away, the nose. If you get close in, it's butyric acid.
And a little far bit of away, water. A little bit of water in that nose.
I get the vanilla. I get the custard.
I really like the
cookies.
Nose.
Yeah. Far away. Get close in. It's butyric acid. It doesn't work. Justin, what do you think?
So, I got dulce de leche cheesecake on the nose, and then I got spicy bacon on the palate, and the finish was not memorable.
Yeah, but you had that nose. You just mentioned that dulce de leche
cheesecake.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice smelling.
You think that's nice, but it doesn't work here.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back and just finishing up talking about the Duncan Taylor Glenallachie 14-year-old sherry cask. I think this one, I think they had a funky sherry cask. I think that's where this one went off a bit. But yeah, on the nose, once I added water, the nose cleared up for me.
I actually enjoyed the nose.
I did not add water. That's the thing.
You got to add water. Add a decent bit. Don't put one drop.
He'll add a decent bit. Trust me.
I never put one drop. It's 10 to 20 parts whiskey to one part water.
It definitely cleared up. I mean, I get the vanilla custard. It's floral. I get the honey on it.
I can see where you're coming from. Yeah. I still don't like it.
That's all there. And then on the palate, I'm getting the pepper, I'm getting the honey, I'm getting the almonds, and I'm getting walnuts. But again, I got to agree, they're not playing well together.
I grew up in the 80s. Gag me with a spoon was a phrase. Gag me with a spoon, dude.
Been trying to. Yeah, it's just not. Again, I think this one had a funky sherry cask. I think that's where it went off. But we're going to be giving the Duncan Taylor single cask Glenallachie 14-year sherry cask 3 sips.
That's too high.
So that takes us to. I didn't touch it. That's weird.
You need to reprogram that. Reboot that system.
So this takes us to our last one from Duncan Taylor. This is a Duncan Taylor single cask Glentauchers 14-year-old sherry cask single malt scotch whiskey, 53.8% ABV, 107.6 proof. The color is nice, sort of dark bronzish copper. It's got a nice little glow around the rim. On the nose, apples, pears, brown sugar, cinnamon. And on the palate, it's got a nice mouthfeel to it. Got a really good coat. Spicy oak on the finish. There's some cherries in there. This one's lovely. This one works. This one works.
And the nose reminds me, like, and you're in the kitchen baking an apple pie, and that's just exactly what the nose brings out to me. And actually on the palate, it follows through a lot with that, stuff. And you get some extra, you get a little bit extra, you get some oakiness in there, you get a little cherry note to it and stuff. it just really follows through from the nose to the palate, and it blends well together. You know, so one was a miss, and this one's a hit. So yeah, it's
this one's delicious.
Yeah,
I'm digging
absolutely
this.
Absolutely correct, gentlemen. This, as much as I dislike that first one for all the jangly, unintegrated, weird notes, this one is harmonious. This is a symphony in a glass. This is phenomenal quality. There's so much variation between one of these Dunkin' Tales to the next. You got to look at the distillery. You got to look at the cask. So, I mean, I usually love Glenallachie. I think Glenallachie's great. They picked the wrong one. Glentalkers is a weird distillery that's usually used for blending for most people. This stuff is amazing. What you said, Brent, apple, baking an apple pie. Right.
And that's what it reminds me of. Like the whole nose thing, it's like you just feel like you're, you know, that you're in that kitchen baking this apple pie. You get all those spices, the cinnamon, the baking spice, the apples as they're cooking, and you know, and the dough. It's just like that's what it is.
And dark cherries. It's apple pie and dark cherry, and there's a coffee note. Justin, what do you think about this?
So it's 1997. I'm in my Ford Escort. I got the hot lava McDonald's apple pie.
I've already judged you because you said you're in a Ford Escort.
It happened.
It could have been in a Pacer.
Yeah.
You get those cinnamon sticks from the little jar.
You had a chance of dying in a fire explosion.
No.
And you fresh grind the cinnamon sticks onto the apple pie. That's the nose.
Okay.
The palate. God. It's just sick. The palate.
This is gorgeous. This is Cuban coffee, apple pie, and cinnamon oak.
It's cafe con leche and apple compote.
In a Ford Escort.
Now, I've left the Ford Escort of the palate, but on the nose was the Ford Escort.
I prefer the Chevy. Was it a Chevy Pace or what was who made Dodge?
AMC.
I'd prefer GMC, any other AMC. Car, but that's AMC. What I had in 97.
And they didn't blow up. You're thinking of Pinto.
I thought the Pacers blew up.
No, I got Pinto. Rid of that car because it hurt my lower back. But
the 80s were a dangerous times. All you Strangers fans, kids.
Lots of bad decisions.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I made plenty of bad decisions back then. Yeah.
But this one is a good decision, Bob. What do you think?
Well, I'm the one that started. So.
Rating, Bob. Yeah. I was asking rating.
So we're going to be, let's take a look here. The Duncan Taylor single cask, Glentalkers 14-year sherry cask, single malt, scotch whiskey. Boy, that's a lot. We're going to get 4 sips.
That's classified.
Easy. It's just a beautiful expression.
All right. You think you can get through reading this one, Harm?
I read mine better than yours.
I doubt
it. Oh,
yeah, well, read us about the next whiskey.
Okay, thanks, Bob. The Bowmore claims a history of illicit distilling dating back as far as 1779. The first legal productions began in 1816 when John Simpson applied for a license in 1815. The distillery was purchased in 1837 by William and Jas Mutter. Haas? What is that? J-A-S, period.
It's a lot of words to mess you up. Keep going.
Mutter.
It's a three letters.
German guy.
It's three letters.
From Glasgow Whiskey Blenders. In 1841, a cask of Bowmore was purchased by the Windsor Castle.
Castle?
I screwed up. Mike. Windsor Castle. And the distillery.
The doctor by your cascals. Go ahead.
I knew he couldn't do it.
The distillery
Caskell.
Went through.
Isn't that the guy that was down the street from Weave It to Beaver, Eddie Caskell?
Yeah. Is that Scottish for cankles?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
The distillery went through several owners until it was bought by whiskey broker Stanley P. Morrison in 1963. During his ownership, the distillery modernized, including the installation of a heat recovery system, allowing the distilleries to save on fuel and allowing the excess hot water to be used to heat the village's swimming pool. Sweet. I bet it was segregated. Sorry.
Wow.
Okay, keep going. Yeah, people on one side, sheep on the other.
That's right. I know. The white people and the sheep.
It's Iowa. You can hold somebody up from Iowa and see their, you know, see their skin.
Yeah.
Sorry. I've been drinking. So later, Japanese distiller Suntory bought the distillery in 1994 and saved them from an